Bobby and I have a couple of daughter-in-laws that when we used to exchange gifts at Christmas time, that they would always call, you know, somewhere or text us somewhere, sometime in the middle of June or July, and wanted to know what we wanted for Christmas. And I think both Bobby and I found that sort of confusing because, you know, Christmas is 6 months away. We're not quite ready to sort of deal with that yet. And yet, you know, these were sort of people that, you know, always wanted to be prepared, always wanted to get everything out of the way. And so they wanted to get their Christmas shopping done in July so that they had it done when Christmas came. And the thing is, you know, we're not like that. Matter of fact, a lot of times, you know, the last week before Christmas, we're very hectic getting those last-minute gifts and last-minute presents wrapped or bought or whatever. But yet, you know, there seems to be a lot of people that are like that. Otherwise, you know, why would Hallmark Channel choose to only show in July Christmas movies? It's sort of like the whole theme is Christmas in July. And I bring that up to us because in our readings today, we sort of have Christmas in July. Even though it's the first week of August, that the readings today would usually be somewhere in the middle or the end of July. Since Easter was so late this year, they'd be pushed back to August. Because they talk to us about the preparing of the coming of Jesus. Usually we talk about this during Advent, right before Christmas. And so we talk about, you know, getting prepared for the coming of Jesus, the coming of God. Whether it be in the Eucharist that we receive today, whether it be in, you know, the last day when God calls us from this earth, whether it be in the end times when Christ will return in his glory, or when it will be when he will appear to us in the words or the forms or the actions of people around us, family, friends, and strangers that show us the face and the love of God. The message is, be not afraid. And the thing is that as we sort of go on with that gospel, that he sort of shows us, you know, why or how not to be afraid, not only to the apostles, as Peter asked, is this meant for us or for everyone? It is meant for everyone, and it's meant for us. And so our message is, how are we not afraid? How are we preparing ourselves? How can we be ready for when God comes to us? Whether it be today, or whether it be the end of our life, whether it be in the Eucharist, or however he chooses to come to us. And that is, the answer is the gift of faith. It's the faith of Abraham. The faith that says, you know, that even though he is old, he will have a child. It is a faith that, you know, God asks him, and he answers to get up and to move from where he is comfortable, from his home, to go out and to sojourn into the desert, knowing not where he is going, but trusting in God, having faith in God. There's a faith where he's asked to offer up his son Isaac, his heir. And even though he loves him and means so much to him, he is ready to give Isaac back to God. But God relents and says no. It is a faith of the Jewish people, in which, you know, they are always asked to be ready to get up and to move whenever God calls them and whenever God asks them, then the faith that you hear and answer that call and get up. And so it's sort of our call today. How can we be ready to hear God call to us as his people as his servant and be ready to get up and to follow him. It is through a faith and a belief in God, that God loves us, that God is with us, that God is going to show us the way, and then he's going to be there to help us even in the difficult and the hard times of a 40-year desert journey in the desert, of the giving up of a child, of doing what is difficult and hard, and sometimes wishing rather, you know, time would step back and would go back to the time before when time was better, rather than to trek out into the future. Our call today, in the middle of the year, is sit there and remember the love of God, that God is with us, that he has a promised land for us if we only believe and walk in his way. And so as we sit there and think about the gospel and our readings today, let us sort of ask ourselves, and let us sort of maybe get into the habit of each and every day to sit there and ask God in our morning routine, whether it may be driving to work, getting breakfast, doing our morning chores, or sitting down and praying, to ask God, what do you want of me today? Where do you want to lead me? And to pray for the courage and faith to be able to go where he leads us, to be able to hear him and to answer him. For if we do that on a daily basis, if that really becomes part of our life, if our life is truly dedicated to knowing what God wants of us each and every day, and of doing that and of following that, we will find a great peace and joy, even in the midst of difficulties and in the matter of trials. So that truly when God comes to us in the Eucharist, in death, the end of the world, or in the love and the action of the words of someone else, even possibly a stranger, we will truly be ready. We will be waiting. We will be the good servant, the faithful servant. And God will find us pleasing and say, well done, my faithful servant. Enter now into the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.